leave the kit in the car. We'll unpack later.
Good. I need a few minutes for my stomach to catch up with me.
Maybe I was a little impatient to get here.
Impatient? Bordering on suicidal. We're here to talk to ghosts, not become some.
Talk?
Oh, don't start, Clive. I was only joking. Let's for once skip the rationalist versus occultist conversation. There's a darling.
Fair enough.
When's Roddy arriving?
He should be here already. He's travelling up early to get a sense of the place.
Bit beyond you, darling.
Damn things warped over the years. Hardly surprising. Nobody's lived here for decades.
It looks like it. I suppose there are walls beneath all the cobwebs and dust.
Probably. Still standing, after all.
Just.
Buildings are like people. If they're not cared for, they die.
Rather like marriages, too, then.
Pamela.
Just a thought. Well, this place is certainly long dead.
You think so?
Hello, Roddy. Been having fun?
Fun? No, I don't think anyone could have fun here. The place is evil.
Nothing a duster and a mop wouldn't fix.
You think so? We'll see.
Day one. 6:34 p.m. First sitting. Present are myself, Clive Barrett, monitoring the equipment and directing Roderick Franklin, physical medium. Also present, my wife, Pamela Barrett.
Nice to get a mention.
Ready?
No. In this place, I don't think I ever shall be.
You want to call it off?
Not if you don't. Just be aware.
With all of his expensive toys, how can he not?
Then we'll begin, please.
Yes, as in, yes, we'll begin, or yes, I've made contact.
Shh!
Cold. So very, very cold.
Ambient temperature dropping. 50 degrees. 48. 45.
It feels warmer.
Really? It's freezing over here.
Words. Words whispered. Old words. Reaching out into the winter.
Temperature still dropping. Now 40 degrees.
It can't be. I'm fine.
He's trying to make contact. Trying to understand.
No, it's cold over here too. Really cold.
Actually, it just got a bit chilly. No, wait. It's you.
Me? What do you mean?
I can feel it coming off you. Give me your hand. Oh, you're freezing.
I know. Why aren't you?
Thinks there's power there. In the darkness. In the ice. In the old winter.
God, I can't bear it. Too cold. It's too cold.
Clive?
It knows him. Wants to come. Wants to reach out and touch.
Roddy, stop it. It's Clive. There's something wrong with Clive.
Can't move. So cold.
Clive! Oh, burned me. He's so cold, he actually burned me.
Older than God. They're coming. Coming to bring the frost.
Roddy, stop!
Oh, God.
He froze. He actually froze, and then... Oh, God. And then...
Shattered. Like glass. I told him. I warned him about this place. Whatever happened here, whatever they did, back then. Odder Hall is evil.
Nothing in life is quite so difficult as being a parent.
Oh, God. Oh, God. What have you done? Dolores, what have you done?
Kept out the cold for a few more hours, my dear.
Now, shall we play another game?
There's Gloria and now Benjamin.
Gloria had designs on my lovely Isaac, as if a girl like that would make a good mother. My Clarissa put her in her place. Now, Edith Campbell, she showed potential, but someone got a little too rough with their games, didn't they?
It wasn't my fault! She was ridiculously fragile. How could I know she'd break so easily?
What? Mad, the lot of you!
That's what people always say about visionaries. I thought you were cleverer than that.
Oh. Shall I go and fetch her back? I promise I'll be gentle.
I doubt that, my darling. You always were a jealous little thing. I should go.
Oh, let her run for a while. That's what your father did. And I have to say, it helps in the end. It's hard to keep fighting when you're exhausted.
It's locked, I'm afraid, and Clarissa has the keys, remember? I think you're in trouble, Catherine.
Yes, I think I am.
I'm not sure you should go outside anyway. It's very cold out there. You could die of exposure.
And in here I could die of bloody lunatics!
I don't think I've ever heard you swear before.
I don't think I've been so angry before.
Is that really true?
No. Sadly, it isn't. But the last time I couldn't do anything about it. Oh, I should try the servants' entrance.
There's ice on the window.
Of course there is, silly. It's very cold outside.
The ice is on the inside. Do you think they can get in? Do you think they really are coming?
They are already here, brother of mine. I've seen them. I keep saying, but nobody believes me.
Oh, you do tell stories, my dear. You do. You know you do.
But I wasn't then. I saw them. Really saw them.
What did they look like?
Thin. So thin. It's a wonder they can walk on those legs. You'd think they'd shatter.
You forget how strong ice is. Their faces. Did you see their faces?
They don't have them. Just the ice. So clean. So polished. I imagine if you were to look at one as it loomed over you, all you would see is yourself, reflected back.
Oh, I do believe you're being melodramatic.
It's true! The last thing you saw would be your own screaming face! It's delicious!
I don't think I'd like to see myself like that. Not as I die. Not ever.
Nor will you, my love. Don't listen to your sister. She's only trying to unnerve you.
But I suppose I will have to die, won't I? One day.
Why? I certainly don't intend to.
Oh, you are such a silly girl sometimes.
The body can't last forever, but our spirits need never die.
That is certainly true. All of my researches point to that fact. But I think I'll miss my body.
Why? You do nothing with it except turn the pages of books.
Oh. Well, there's something else you can do with your body, can't you, boy? Once we finally get Catherine to see things our way.
I don't want to discuss that. It's unseemly.
Oh, stuff and nonsense. It's nature, and another step towards immortality. The flesh lives on in the next generation.
I wish you'd let me try again. I'd be an excellent mother. We could play games all day long.
We've discussed this, my darling. We are not going through that again. Not after what you did last time.
It was perfectly natural.
Only rats eat their own young, my dear. You really should have known better.
But he was so tasty.
Oh. Maybe you should see how Catherine's doing, Isaac. She can't go anywhere, but she may hurt herself, and we don't want that.
You could be such a spoil sport sometimes, Mother.
A window, perhaps.
Our heart's frozen. It's frozen.
You're in a pickle, Catherine. You mean to stab someone with that?
If I have to.
Do you have the heart for it? It's not easy to kill someone.
Not easy to die, either.
Not true. Anyone can do it. Do you think he means to kill you?
Something worse.
Where are you going?
To the back stairs.
Catherine! I really don't see the point in all this running.
Then you're no son of mine.
Father, do go away.
Somebody has to keep an eye on you. Make sure you don't make a mess of everything.
Your kindness overwhelms me, as it always did. At least Mother cared for us.
Who spoiled you, you mean? Why aren't you running?
There's no need. She can't get out of the house.
Oh, fine huntsman you'd make. The chase is half the fun. Hunt her down.
As you did with Mother.
Absolutely. I cornered her in the attic. Little quivering deer.
Oh, I don't want to hear about that.
Oh, such a delicate flower. I sometimes wonder how I could have fathered you. You have none my strength.
But more intelligence.
Not everything you need to know in life comes from books, boy.
How peculiar.
What is it, dear?
The ice at the windows. It's spreading.
Oh?
But we gave it a sacrifice, didn't we?
If there's one thing I've learned over the years, tasty treats can sharpen the appetite.
You think it wants more?
I hope not, dear.
We could give it the housekeeper.
You know full well we have other plans for her.
There will always be other housekeepers. If it's a choice between her and freezing to death.
You may be right. Perhaps you should see how your brother is getting on.
Hurrah!
Leave the knife, dear. We don't want her harmed. Not unless absolutely necessary.
What if I need to defend myself?
Be a good girl now, Clarissa. Leave the knife.
Oh, I hate you sometimes.
I know, darling, but do as you're told nonetheless. And you just mind your place. We've been good to you. Our warmth isn't for the taking.
You hear that?
Animals. Do they have pets?
Only dead ones.
That's not a handicap here. Is that a badger?
Once, perhaps. Oh, it's getting a lot colder.
I haven't noticed.
I don't suppose you would.
I think you should keep running.
Yes.
Given any consideration. It's Clarissa don't do this, or Clarissa don't do that. Hardly fair that I shouldn't have anything to defend myself with, is it? What if she turns nasty? She strikes me as someone who could be ever so violent. Letter opener? No, not sharp enough. Oh, brother of mine, why do you have no exciting weapons? Of course, if I wanted to bore her to death. Ah! Poker! Nice and heavy, yes! Hello, pretty foxy. Poor stuffed foxy. A belly full of sawdust is no fun, is it? Bad foxy! Stupid foxy! Yes, that'll do. Just in case she's violent.
Catherine! Please stop! There's no point in running. There's no point at all.
You certainly can't run forever. You run upstairs. Maybe you could hide in one of the rooms. Then, when he's gone past, sneak back downstairs.
Yes.
you up there, creeping around. This is your house now, Catherine. There's no need to creep.
A boar, I think. Stuffed. Somewhat threadbare. I'd say it was at death's door if it weren't already dead.
Shush! Come inside if you're coming.
He can't hear me, only you.
And, as this is your house now, I suppose we can make a few changes, if that would make you happier. A woman's touch here and there. I wouldn't mind that. As long as it didn't interfere with my work, I'm afraid nothing must interfere with that. You do understand that, don't you? Especially now that you've seen I was right. They were out there. The old ones, the first gods. No doubt they'll be grateful for my assistance in summoning them. They may grant us a blessing or two.
The health of our baby, perhaps. Though I'm sure it won't need divine assistance. Where did you go? Not upstairs, I think. I would have heard you. In here, perhaps? No, it would seem not. In here!
The wardrobe. Was there nowhere better to hide?
In here? It's all so tedious. I really think I'd be happier reading a book. I wish mothers weren't so hard to please. Please, Catherine! I haven't time for all this running around!
That's it. Nice and gently. With a bit of luck, you'll sneak right past it. Careful with the door. It creaks slightly.
I mean it, Catherine. Important things are happening, and I really should be taking notes and studying them properly.
Quickly. Before he comes back out.
Hello!
Catherine?
Stop being so violent!
Move! The knife!
Clarissa! What are you doing?
Oh, go away, brother dearest! Why do you all keep attacking me? If you attack me, I have to defend myself, don't I? That's not naughty.
Clarissa, stop it, please!
I'm allowed to, Mummy! It's self-defense! Stop attacking me!
Oh, shut up!
Oh, you horrible little bitch! You hit me in my pretty face! I'll break all of your bones for that!
No, don't hurt her. She's mine, not yours. I get this one. Mother said so.
You wouldn't know what to do with it, Isaac, darling. Let me show you.
Oh, God!
How strange. Did you... have you...
Sorry, I didn't mean to. Well, you were trying to kill me. I just... Oh, God!
Clarissa?
Isaac?
Did you see that? Did you? She stabbed me with a knife. She actually stabbed me. I knew she was violent.
What have you done?
Honestly, I didn't, but she was trying to kill me.
Oh, Clarissa.
Oh, God.
What did the horrible woman do to you? Oh, come, my darling. I'll make it better. Like when you used to cut yourself or graze your knee. You were always doing that, weren't you? Climbing things, chasing things, playing your little games. You always did get in such a state. And I'd make it better, wouldn't I? Kiss it better, like all good brothers should.
You need to run, Catherine.
I'm sorry, Isaac. Honestly, I am.
I mean it, Catherine. Run! Run now!
A little kiss to make the pain go away.
You need to run, Catherine.
You're all the way there now, aren't you? all the way into that other place, that other world. The world you always preferred. I'll miss you. And I'll kill the horrible woman who took you from me!
Run, Catherine! Run!
Look at it spread. Like mold on soft fruit. Further and further it grows. The walls, the ceiling, the curtains. Solid. It's more like wood than fabric. We think we're safe inside. We build these walls to keep out the winter, but when it wants to come in...
I won't let you run. No, not now, not after what you've done.
There's hope for him yet. Oh, that's it, my boy. Take her a lesson.
She was trying to kill me!
She was playing! Just playing! Clarissa liked to play.
She's getting away, you stupid boy! Stop her!
I will, Father. I will!
Bannister, careful. It's old. It might not take your weight.
Oh, no. Please don't let this be happening.
Move, Catherine.
Mother!
You did it. Both of them, you did it.
I killed them.
Doesn't matter. You have no choice. Now you need to get out.
Locked! Doors are locked!
Clarissa had the keys, remember? They'll be in the pocket of her penny.
Yes!
So move!
Yes! Yes! Isaac! Oh, are you? No! Not Isaac! Not my lovely boy! Oh, what has she done? My boy! My poor broken boy! What did you do?
I shouldn't have let him go after her. I should have dealt with it. Just as I always dealt with everything. They weren't ready. Still children. Yes. Both still children.
He fell, an accident.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, you should have been looking after him, shouldn't you? That's your job, isn't it? Housekeeper. You're supposed to look after everything. Why don't you look after my boy?
Just go. Get out.
Frozen.
Pull hard.
I'm trying.
Clarissa. Clarissa. Come and see what she's done to your brother. Clarissa. What have you done to my Clarissa? Have you hurt my Clarissa?
Don't talk. Just get that door open.
Where's my Clarissa? What did she do to my Clarissa?
What do you think she did, Mother? She killed me.
Nothing in life is quite so difficult as being a parent.